You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
You've seen those signs. They're everywhere. Everywhere changes are being made, that is. One familiar one reads like this. Building under construction. Beware. And sure enough, workers with hard hats swarm all over scaffolding working on the building.
Excluding speed limits, road profiles and danger signals, our roads often exhibit these familiar signs, roadwork or road under construction. When you see this, you know you need to be prepared for slow speeds, long waiting periods and maybe a detour.
And the fact is, whether we show patience or fume over delays, we know there's a work to be done, and we bow to the inevitable. After all, in the end, it's to our advantage.
If you go back to your early childhood, you'll realise you were under construction too. Parents who really care about their children try to build values into the raw material of a child's character. They're in the long, hard process of constructing a decent person.
But the average child doesn't want to be told no. He wants to be able to do everything his little heart desires. But no matter how good they look, some things are harmful and he needs to learn that. He also has to learn not to take things that don't belong to him. And then he must learn to treat others with respect. Yes, parents have a very big job of construction on their hands to bring up a child. And don't we know it?
Unfortunately, there are teenagers around today who are never guided by their parents. And it's a lot harder for them when they're confronted by law enforcement officers saying, no, it's against the law. In fact, our prisons are bursting with people who have always done their own thing regardless of the consequences. Nowadays, jails are referred to as correctional centres because behaviour that should have been dealt with when prisoners were children is now being attempted in adulthood.
It's interesting to hear about the pop psychiatrist who wrote several books on child rearing. He finally retracted his theories when he saw what his teaching had done to a generation of spoilt children. But the damage had already been done by gullible parents who thought that discipline might take away the child's self-esteem.
The good news is it's never too late to make changes. When bridges weaken or when a road gets corrugated and potholes form, thank goodness for the authorities that they don't throw up their hands and say, oh, it's too big a job. No, they put up the road construction sign and they get to work.
Some of the highest sales in books have been in the self-help category. It shows that a lot of people genuinely want to make changes in their lives. They really want to solve those recurring problems, but honestly, don't really know where to begin. Some of the authors of these books are qualified psychiatrists who give helpful guidelines, but they can only suggest what needs to be done. They can't supply the strength to help us do it.
Many religions are like that. They say you must do this or you must not do that, but never give you the power to overcome or resist the particular temptation that plagues you.
There's no doubt we have to look to a power beyond ourselves to help us. We've got to have a change, a deep down change from the inside out. God knows we need help from beyond ourselves. That's why he sent his son Jesus to be born as a man. And being God as well as man, Jesus had the power to rise from the dead. He has the same power to save you and help you through your life day by day.
We hope you enjoyed the program today. If you'd like to contact us, simply write to George Galley, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales, 2170. I'll give you that address again. George Galley, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales, 2170. And thank you for listening.